Good morning and most welcome. I will start with an introduction before we look at the slides. We have been following Frank Mohn AS for several years, and we are delighted that we have reached an agreement to acquire the company. The timing is right for both seller and buyer, and I will highlight three things. First, we now extend our fluid handling portfolio with high-performance products and systems for customer segments where we already have a strong position. Hence, we stick to the technologies and industries we know and where we have a common customer base. Second, the pumping system is critical to the operation of a tanker, which makes it a key decision for the ship owner. For a product tanker, the system normally makes up 5 to 7% of the total value of the ship and boosts productivity and overall energy efficiency. Third item, the transaction risk is limited, both from a cultural and financial perspective. Our companies share the same core values and both enjoy a premium position with our offerings. A solid order backlog and stable historical operating margins over the business cycle gives us financial comfort. Finally, we have successfully acquired 20 companies in the last 5 years with combined sales of about 7.5 billion Swedish crowns. Most of them have been fully integrated, including our previous major acquisition, Aalborg Industries, in 2011. With this good experience, we were ready for more. And now we move over to the slide presentation. Here you see a summary of the press release that was sent out this morning. We are paying 13 billion Norwegian crowns on a cash and debt-free basis, and the transaction is EPS accretive as from closing. In 2013, the sales of Frank Mohn was 3.4 billion Norwegian, and the order intake was 6.1 billion Norwegian. Hence, we anticipate a significant increase in sales in 2014 and 15, based on the large order backlog. The operating margin is significantly above Alfa Laval average. Moving over to the next slide, Frank Mohn is a global leader in pumping systems for the shipping and offshore oil and gas industries, with about 1,200 employees. The vast majority is based in the Bergen area in Norway. The activities in Bergen will form a center of excellence for marine and offshore pumping systems. Next slide. The marine pumping systems made up 50% of sales in 2013. Frank Mohn is the global market leader for cargo pumping systems for product and chemical tankers. The company also supplies cargo heaters and coolers. Oil and gas offshore pumping contributed with 23%. Here the company supplies water injection pumps, firewater pumps, and submersible seawater lift pumps. Frank Mohn also has an interesting environmental business supplying oil recovery systems. It is both equipment that collects oil spills from the surface of the sea, and equipment for emergency offloading, also from sunken ships. Finally, 21% came from service, where Frank Moon has 50% of the installed base covered by service contracts. Now we move over to the rationale. Alfa Laval is extending the fluid handling portfolio by adding high performance, high quality products and systems. These additional systems are critical to the operation of the ship and offshore installations. We are acquiring a market leading position in pumping systems since Frank Moon is the market leader in its core business. And it strengthens our leading position by adding another unique high technology offering. Frank Moon is benefiting from favorable market trends and attractive long-term growth prospects. Next slide. It is an excellent fit. And on this slide, you see the segments where Alfa Laval has flow products today. And with the addition of Frank Moon, we strengthen our offering. On the next slide, you see all the products that the combined companies will offer on board a ship, which makes us even more attractive to our customers. On the next slide, you see what we jointly will offer on board an oil and gas offshore installation. Here we anticipate revenue synergies from our combined offering. We will be an attractive supplier with an even more comprehensive product portfolio. Next slide. Frank Moon and Alfa Laval share three structural growth drivers: globalization that drives transportation by sea, demand for energy, and finally increased environmental demands. On the next slide, you see favorable market trends that affect product and chemical tankers. Refineries are built closer to the source, giving increased need for transport of refined products instead of crude oil. Shale gas in the US means less import of crude oil and more export of refined products. Fossil fuel continues to be the dominant energy source, with liquids being the larger part. High demand for petrochemicals for plastics production, especially in Asia, means demand for chemical tankers. The need for larger product and chemical tankers favors Frank Moon, since this is where they have their strongest position. And ship owners want higher flexibility in transporting multiple products and maximized efficiency in offloading and loading. Frank Moon is the given choice for these demands. On the next slide, we see the split between the divisions before and after the acquisition based on sales 2013. Equipment, 29%, marine and diesel, 30%, and process technology, 41%. We see that there is a more even distribution of the size between the divisions, and the three divisions have different business cycles. This contributes to the stability of the Alfa Laval group. We move over to the next slide. Here you see the the pro forma distribution of sales for the Marine and Diesel division. Traditional sales to shipping stands for 40%. Sales to offshore oil and gas contributes with 10%. Sales driven by environmental legislation and focus on fuel cost reduction, 10%. Land-based diesel power stations, 7%. And finally, we have service with 33% contributing to stable revenues. Now we move over to the next slide. The role of Frank Moon in Alfa Laval. The company will be included as a segment in the Marine and Diesel division. The company will be kept together, led by the same management as today. And the activities in Bergen will become Alfa Laval's operational center for marine and offshore pumping systems. As you see to the left, we already have three centers in Sweden and Denmark, and we have a track record of successfully operating from a Scandinavian base. And now I hand over to Thomas Thuresson for the financial part.
Good morning, all of you. Let me, as Lars said, give you some numbers related to this transaction. To start with, let me give you a sense of the impact on Alfa Laval in terms of orders, backlog, and sales. The slide you have on the screen gives you the pro forma numbers for 2013, including Frank Mohn AS. Note the substantially higher orders received than sales for 2013. To be explicit, orders received amounted to 6.5 billion in 2013. Sales was only 3.6 billion. This gave a backlog end of 2013 of 5.9 billion SEK. This is, of course, giving a good deal of comfort for 2013 and to 2014. And to some extent, quite some extent, I should say, also for 2015. If we then move on, how are we then going to fund this acquisition? Well, let me start with some real news. We have today a totally unutilized senior facility. We will make use of approximately 40% of this senior facility, 2 billion SEK. In addition, we will utilize a bridge facility of 12 billion SEK provided by one of our banks, SEB. We will, of course, establish a longer-term solution gradually, starting shortly after closing. So what will the, if we move on, what will the implications be on Alfa Laval's balance sheet? Well, to start with, the price agreed will give a value in addition to the net asset value acquired of approximately 12.3 billion SEK, or in Norwegian crowns, 11.6 billion. On the slide, you see the expected implications on our capital structure in terms of debt to EBITDA on a pro forma basis. We expect to end up about 2.5 pro forma 2013, and debt to equity we expect to be about 1. With regard to rating implications, we've analyzed the possible impact in-house of increased indebtedness. We believe that the new situation post-closing is likely to render a downgrade with let's say, one notch. We are currently rated at single A-, and that would then mean triple D+. However, we will all know shortly when S&P has analyzed the new situation and come to their conclusion. And with that, I hand back to Lars for a summary.
To summarize, Alfa Laval is acquiring a leader in marine and offshore pumping systems and extends the current fluid handling portfolio with systems that are critical to the operation of the ship and offshore installations. The combination will provide a very attractive offering to the marine and offshore markets. The operating margin is significantly above Alfa Laval average. Transactional risks are limited both from a cultural and a financial perspective. And Frank Moon is present in areas with attractive long-term growth prospects. And that completes our presentation. And now I hand over to the operator for the Q&A session.
Thank you. As a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad and wait for your name to be announced. The first question comes from the line of Ben Maslin. Please ask your question.
Thank you. I think that was sorry, it's very echoey. Hi Lars, hi Thomas.
Hi.
A question on margins, please, because you haven't given us a pro forma EBIT in the presentation. Can you just say what level of profitability Frank Moon did in 2013 and maybe in sense of the range of margins you've seen over the last few years? And what would you say is a kind of peak to trough range of profitability? Thank you.
Well, we will not disclose the details on the operating margin simply for competitive reasons. We think this is in the best interest of Frank Moen and, of course, going forward, Frank Moen as a part of Alfa Laval. We stick to the statement in the press release. The operating margins are significantly above what we've generated over the last few years in Alfa Laval. And the company has shown a very large amount of stability when it comes to these margins throughout the cycle.
Okay, thank you. On orders, you've given us guidance that sales will grow in 14 and 15 on the basis of the big backlog. We obviously had pretty strong markets in both offshore and traditional shipping over the last 18 months or so. Is that $6 billion order figure sustainable? Are there any large orders in there that boosted it? What would you expect for orders going forward? Thanks.
Well, you know, if we look at the forecast, for instance, from Clarksons, we know that they are forecasting somewhat of a reduction in contracting to shipyards 2014 compared to 2013. And of course, that we expect will have implications on Frank Moen AS as well. It is not in any way a dramatic decline looking at the forecasts. And then if we look at the lead time from a contract to a yard until there is a contract placed for pumping systems, we have learned during our diligence process that the lead time tends to be shorter than what we're used to for traditional Alfa Laval products of 9 months and for Aalborg products of 6 months. We're rather talking 2 to 3 months as a common delay in placing orders by yards or ship owners.
Got it, thank you. And then the final one, you said the deal is accretive from the signing. To help us a bit, can you give us a sense of how accretive it is and at what point you would expect it to cover the cost of capital on the deal? Thank you.
Well, we can give you one number. We can say that our current analysis indicates that we will have something like 120 million SEK per quarter of step-up amortization hitting the P&L. And of course, the deal as such, with 12.3 billion of value paid surplus to net assets, will of course have an adverse impact on return on capital employed. But then again, being EPS accretive, it should have a positive impact on return on equity.
Okay, okay, but to help us back out the numbers, Frank, you won't help us with the accretion or return on capital employed at this point.
We will not provide any details, because that would mean we are providing a forecast for 2014, and as you know, that is not our tradition.
Okay, thank you very much. Thanks, Frank.
Your next question comes from Colin Gibson. Please ask your question.
Thanks very much. It's Colin Gibson from HSBC. Three questions from my side. First question is, can you give us some insight into why the seller is selling? Second question is, in what sense, you say in the press release that the Framo submerged pumping system is unique, and what sense they are unique?
And lastly, after market is 21% of sales for Frank Mohn, a bit lower than the upper bound average, which is 20-30%. Do you see an opportunity to drive that up higher? Thank you. Well, the seller has decided to sell, and this has been the right timing. The seller wants to sell, and we see it's a good timing for us to buy, since the markets have been good 2013, and we also see going forward that it looks promising. And why it is unique? That is, you can say that Frank Mohn is, if you talk about product and chemical tankers, which is the majority of their business, they are supplying a complete system, not single components, and it is a complete system with a hydraulic power unit, pumps and pipings, and this and by supplying the complete system, they can guarantee the reliable operation of offloading and loading, and this is absolutely crucial for the ship owner. That's why in these cases it is the ship owner that is the decision maker. And once the ship owner has specified, usually this system is specified before the ship owner decides what yard that will build the ship. And the 21%, well, they are doing a very good job today with Frank Mohn. And however, we believe with our very good presence, we have more than 100 service centers around the world. We believe that we will be able to contribute to continued positive development for the service business of Frank Mohn.
I think if I may inject, Lars, according to the diligence information we've gotten, they now have service contracts for about 50% of their installed base. And, well, that, of course, represents a bit of an opportunity considering, as Lars touched upon, our presence.
Thanks very much.
Your next question comes from Lloyd Pedersen. Please ask your question. Firstly, is Alfa Laval a significant supplier or supplier to Frank Mohn? Secondly, is it possible to give some more granularity on the cost synergies, and also much more on the revenue synergies, not on the service side, but on the product side. Thanks.
Alfa Laval is a fairly small supplier to Frank Moon. We are supplying gasketed plate heat exchangers that are included in their systems, but it is a relatively small value.
Okay, please, thanks.
Then moving on to your questions about the synergies. Well, the bulk of the synergies specify to 120 million NOK net, gradually kicking in over a three-year period. The bulk of it is on the cost side, and primarily there it's about procurement synergies. With the size of Alfa Laval and with the combined base of suppliers, we're convinced that we will be able to generate savings. For the rest, on the overhead side, it's a truly slim organization and it's a high-performing organization. So, of course, there are no sort of regular opportunities to do anything on the overhead side. That is not foreseen. On the revenue side, yes, we see opportunities, but then again, we only see those coming in towards the back end of this three-year period, because it all takes time to get organized around cross-selling opportunities.
Okay, Thomas, as a follow-up on the orders, you mentioned a fairly short lead time. At the same time, I think most people know about the LPFC boat order book. So would you say that the order intake is also reflecting a longer-term order situation for these books, i.e. order all accounted for, or is it the possibility that the Frank Moon's ordering rig will be stepped up and we come closer to these ships leaving the yards?
Well, again, the lead time from order for the yard until pumping systems are actually ordered is, as I mentioned before, quite short compared to what we're used to, only a few months. And that, of course, indicates that the uptick we saw from late 2012 and then on a high level through 2013 is largely reflected in the level of orders that Frank Moon AS enjoyed during 2013. And, I mean, you got access to the Clarkson forecast for 2014, so you know what is anticipated. And then coming back to this backlog, it means a great deal of comfort for 2014, but of course there is a backlog into 2015, a good part into 2015, and then for the offshore oil and gas, of course, we have orders that are going to be delivered into 2015 as well.
Okay, thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Abby Holt. Please ask your question.
Hello. I've got two questions. One, could you give us a sense of how to compare the finance cost on the bridge loan with regular alphas out there? And the second question, more on cash flow. How does depreciation and CapEx as a percentage of sales compare with the old alphas out? Thanks.
Well, if we look at terms on the bridge loan as opposed to our regular funding, of course, the validity of a bridge loan is typically shorter. That's the nature. So, you know, even if we have gotten, we think, good terms on this bridge, of course, it's a lot shorter. The fees will be more expensive in relation to the time the loan is actually running, but otherwise not vastly different. As far as regular depreciation is concerned and CapEx going forward, it is not vastly different from what you're used to from, you know, today's Alfa Laval. And then, as I said, when it comes to amortization on step-up values, our current estimates indicate about 120 million SEK per quarter.
Thanks very much.
Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star one on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from the line of Aaron Ibbotson. Please ask your question.
Yes, Aaron here. Good morning. Again, I have to say it's very difficult to hear the questions here from London. I'm not sure if you hear me. Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you fine. Do you hear the answers well?
We hear the answers, but not the questions. So I don't believe it's been asked. But I'm interested in if the current management that you've announced is having any earn-out. And also what the overlap with the sort of retained management and owners are. Are we now having some very newly rich Norwegians that will be running the company, or are they separate entities? Thank you.
Well, we are very glad that the existing management team of Frank Mohn, they are excited about the acquisition, and that they see that they have got another long-term owner of the company via the long-term industrial view, and they intend to continue with the company. And that's the way we normally operate, that when we buy well-managed companies, we want them to stay, and they are happy to stay with us. And then you had the second question I didn't hear fully.
So my first question was, are there any earn-outs? Yes or no? And the second question was whether there is an overlap, or if it is the same, the current management and the previous owner, or I guess current owner until the deal has closed.
Well, there is no earn-out. When it comes to possible overlap,
if we look at today's senior management in Framo, they have been co-owners next to the Mohn family for years, and as a well-managed and very profitable organization, of course, they have, as co-owners, benefited from those profits historically. So I believe that we have some new colleagues that had been enjoying a good return historically, and we look forward to continue to work with them as colleagues. And as Lars said, there is no honor.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
No further questions at this time. Please continue. Oh, sorry, we've got a question come through the line of Andre Kukin. Please ask your question.
Good morning, it's Andre from Credit Suisse. Just a couple of fairly simple questions. Firstly, on geographical exposure of this business, what is it, and especially in the oil and gas offshore segment, whether this is the traditional European customers or the significant portion of South American customer base, etc. Secondly, the total value on the ship now, you mentioned that Framo is 5 to 7%. What would be your value on the ship now with the whole suite of Alfa Laval, Alfa Laval, Framo products? And I know it's very substantial, depending on whether it's environmental products or not. And then thirdly, you said this business has a market leading position. Could you comment on what kind of level of market share it has? And what sort of next competitor market share is, just for us to get the full picture of the competitive landscape? Thank you.
Well, we don't disclose the market shares for competitive reasons, but we can clearly state that they are by far the market leader in their focus areas, and they are significantly bigger than anyone else. And you find the install base, the ship owners, if you take the four biggest, there you have, first of all, you have Greece, second is Japan, third is Norway, fourth is Germany. So that shows that there you have the ship owner. the ship owners that are the decision makers. Then most of these types of ships are built in Korea, so the invoicing address is Korea, so it will significantly increase our invoicing to Korea. So Korea as a market will increase significantly.
Then you had a question on the value per ship, and of course, as you said yourself, Andre, that can vary a great deal. But just looking at the value of Frank Monet is offering and what traditional Alfa Laval and Aalborg is entailing, you can easily get to something which is between 5% and 10% of the value, of course.
And when it comes to offshore, there Frank Mohn has pretty much the same customer base as we have. When we have been going through their books, we see that they are supplying to a good extent to the same type of rig owners, and whether it's in the North Sea or outside the Australian coast or outside Brazil.
Got it. Thank you.
Thank you.
There are no further questions at this time. Please continue.
Okay. So, thank you very much for your attention with so short notice. Thank you, and goodbye.